Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Namadhyayani kurvanti sthanani cha narabhuvi durgeti badrakaliti vijaya vaishnaviti cha Namadheyani kurvanti sthanani cha narabhuvi durgeti badrakaliti vijaya vaishnaviti cha Namadheyani kurvanti sthanani cha narabhuvi durgeti badrakaliti vijaya vaishnaviti cha Vaishnavis. So the next verse, text 12, is Kumudha Chandika Krishna Madhavi Kanyaketi Cha Maya Narayanishani Saraditiyambiketi Cha Namadheyani. Different names. Kurvanti will give. Stahanani in different places. Cha also. Naraha persons interested in material enjoyment. Bhuvi, on the surface of the globe. Durga iti, the name Durga. Bhadrakali iti, the name Bhadrakali. Vijaya, the name Vijaya. Vaishnavi iti, the name Vaishnavi. Cha, also. Kumuda, the name Kumuda. Chandika, the name Chandika. Krishna, the name Krishna. Madhavi, the name Madhavi. Kanyaka iti, the name Kanyaka or Kanyakumari. Cha, also. Maya, the name Maya. Narayani, the name Narayani. Ishani, the name Ishani. Sharada, the name Sharada. Iti, thus. Ambika, the name Ambika. Iti, also. Cha, end. Translation. Lord Krishna blessed Mayadevi by saying, in different places on the surface of the earth, people will give you different names, such as Durga, Bhadrakali, Vijaya, Vaishnavi, Kumuda, Chandika, Krishna, Madhavi, Kanyaka, Maya, Narayani, Ishani, Sharada, and Ambika. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. Because Krishna and His energy appeared simultaneously, people have generally formed two groups, the Shaktas and the Vaishnavas, and sometimes there is rivalry between them. Essentially, those who are interested in material enjoyment are Shaktas, and those interested in spiritual salvation and attaining the spiritual kingdom are Vaishnavas. Because people are generally interested in material enjoyment, they are interested in worshipping Mayadevi, the energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Vaishnavas, however, are Shuddha Shaktas, or pure Bhaktas, because the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra indicates worship of the Supreme Lord's energy, Hara. A Vaishnava prays to the energy of the Lord for the opportunity to serve the Lord along with His spiritual energy. Thus, Vaishnavas all worship such deities as Radha Krishna, Sita Ram, Lakshmi Narayan, and Rukmini Jorkadish Ki, whereas Durga Shaktas worship the material energy under different names. The names by which Mayadevi is known in different places have been listed by Vallabhacharya as follows. In Varanasi, she is known as Durga. In Avanti, she is known as Bhadrakali. In Orissa, she is known as Vijaya. And in Kulahapur, she is known as Vaishnavi or Mahalakshmi. The representatives of Mahalakshmi and Ambika are present in Bombay. In the country known as Kamarupa, she is known as Chandika. In northern India, Sharada, and in Cape Kumaran, as Kanyaka. Thus she is distributed according to various names in various places. Srila Vijayadvaja Tirthapad, in his Padaratnavali Tika, has explained the meanings of the different representations. Maya is known as Durga because she is approached with great difficulty, as Bhadra because she is auspicious, and as Kali because she is deep blue. Because she is the most powerful energy, she is known as Vijaya. Because she is one of the different energies of Vishnu, she is known as Vaishnavi. And because she enjoys in this material world and gives facilities for her material enjoyment, She is known as Kumuda. Because she is very severe to her enemies, the Asuras, she is known as Chandika. And because she gives all sorts of material facilities, she is called Krishna. In this way, the material energy is differently named and situated in different places on the surface of the globe. Om Ajnana Timarandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshuranmiditam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Datati Svapadantikam Vanchakalpatrubhyascha Kripa Sundubhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. So before speaking on this most powerful purport by Srila Prabhupada, I beg for the blessings of the senior Vaishnavas, that I may be able to speak properly on our Gaudiya Vaishnav Siddhanta. It's given to us by Srila Prabhupada. So we are continuing with Lord Krishna speaking to Yogamaya. And in today's two verses, Lord Krishna is explaining the different names and the different places where Yogamaya or Maya Devi will be worshipped. And so let us first examine Yogamaya and Mahamaya, the energy of the Lord. So Yogamaya is known as the internal potency and Mahamaya is known as the external potency. And Srila Prabhupada gives the example that just like electrical energy can produce both hot and cool air, so the same energy, Yogamaya and Mahamaya, it is revealed in two different ways. So just like we're traveling in our car, we want hot air, we turn on hot air. And if we need AC, then we turn on AC, but it's coming from the same source. So the same energy is manifesting itself either as Yogamaya, the internal energy, or Mahamaya, the external energy. And so Yogamaya in the spiritual world, Svavas Prabhu was reading this morning about these two energies in Srimad Bhagavatam. Yogamaya ranges for all the pastimes of the Lord, ranges for all the activities in the spiritual world. And Mahamaya, she ranges for all the activities in the external world. So in Mahamaya, she has two different functions, Prakshepatmaka Maya and Avaranatmaka Maya. Prakshepatmaka Maya means you're thrown into the material world. You're covered over with this body, material senses. And you connect with this material body. You connect with the material world, forgetting your spiritual identity. And Avaranatmaka Maya is when you're covered over by material happiness. Covered over. Your intelligence is covered over. And so Mahamaya, she very expertly keeps the living entities in this material world trying to enjoy separately from Krishna, because this is the living entity's desire. So Yogamaya helps the devotee connect with Krishna, and Mahamaya helps the living entity enjoy separately from Krishna, or try to enjoy separately from Krishna. So we see that Yogamaya, in the pastimes of the Lord, Yogamaya covers the living entities so that in the spiritual world, the different living entities can have a very intimate relationship with Krishna. We take the example of Mother Yashoda. Mother Yashoda, she's thinking that little Gopal is her child. She wants to feed him, wants to take care of him, wants to keep him protected, wants to keep him safe. She doesn't realize that he's God, because his Aishvarya is covered over by Yogamaya. And we see this in the pastime of when Krishna eats dirt. One day, Krishna was playing with his friends in Balaram, And there was some disagreement. And so the cowherd boys, they went to Mother Yashoda. And they said, Mother Yashoda, Krishna ate dirt. And so she immediately went to Krishna, brought him on her lap. And she said, Krishna, why are you eating dirt? And started chastising him, showing her Vatsalya Bhav, her parental affection for Krishna, even though he's the supreme personality of Godhead. But she just sees him as a little child. And so Krishna said, no, they're lying. They're lying. They made up this story. I haven't eaten dirt. You can look in my mouth and see. And so when Mother Yashoda, she looked into the mouth of her child, she saw the universal form. She saw mountains. She saw galaxies. She saw universes. She saw the three modes of material nature. She saw everything. And she started thinking, I've just been living in illusion, thinking that I'm Mother Yashoda. I'm living in Vrindavan with Nanda Maharaj as my husband. I've been covered over by illusion this whole time. And she started recognizing that her little Gopal is the supreme personality of Godhead. But then Yoga Maya comes and covers over Mother Yashoda. So then she can once again have that intimacy. And Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur explains that under Aishvarya Gyan, there can not be any intimacy or close affection. And so Mother Yashoda is covered over by Yoga Maya, and she completely forgets that she even saw the universal form. So this is the power of Yoga Maya in the spiritual world, that she covers over the Aishvarya of the inhabitants of Vrindavan. And she covers over the Aishvarya of Krishna. And so the inhabitants of Vrindavan, they're able to love Krishna unconditionally. They're not loving him because he's powerful, because he has all the opulences. They're loving him because they're so attracted to his simple pastimes. And we even see in the pastime of Govardhan Leela, when Krishna lifted Govardhan Hill. Krishna lifted Govardhan Hill for 7 days. But then afterwards, they were covered over by Yoga Maya. And so even Mother Yashoda, she would say sometimes that, oh, Krishna didn't lift Govardhan Hill, it was just Nanda Maharaj. Sometimes even Krishna would say, oh, Madhu Mangala, he lifted Govardhan Hill by his brahminical power. So in this way, they were covered over, even though they saw Krishna exhibiting such powerful pastimes. But Krishna, being Purna Bhagavan, he can manifest his Aishvarya or his opulences whenever he wants to. But then again, the inhabitants become covered over by Yoga Maya. And so, this is the power of Yoga Maya. And the devotees, Mahatmanas tu mam partam daivim prakritim ashrataha, they take shelter, a daivim prakrita, the internal potency of the Lord. So Yoga Maya protects the devotees and nourishes them, nourishes their bhakti. Rather than being under the external energy, the devotees are trying to take shelter of daivim prakriti, the internal energy. And the internal energy, Yoga Maya, it's Hladini Sandini Samvit Svaya Eka Sarvasangstito Hladha Tapakari Mishra Tvayi no guna varjate. That the internal energy is Haladini, Sandini, and Sambit. So there's Satchit Ananda. This is the internal energy of the Lord, giving pleasure, giving knowledge, and giving internality. But also, Yoga Maya covers over Krishna in a different way. In Bhagavad Gita 7:25, Krishna says, Naham prakasha sarvasya yoga maya samavrita mudo yam nabijanati lokamam ajam avyayam. Krishna actually says that to the foolish, I'm never manifest. And he's covered over by his yoga maya. And this is interesting because we're talking about how yoga maya covers over his Aishvarya and enables devotees to come closer to Krishna. But at the same time, Krishna is stating in 7:25 that he keeps himself from the foolish. Naham prakasha sarvasya yoga maya samavrita. And very interestingly, Srila Prabhupada in the purport talks about how the Brahma Jyoti is the internal energy covering the Lord. And so for the impersonalists, yoga maya covers the Lord with the Brahma Jyoti. And so in Ishopanishad, we have that famous verse where the devotees are begging the Lord to remove his Brahma Jyoti so that they can see his beautiful form. And so the Yogamaya can act in so many different ways. But we should understand that the jiva has the free will to either be in Mahamaya or Yogamaya. But there's no middle ground. Even though the Tatashta Jiva Shakti is stated to be situated in the middle, there actually is no middle. We are either in Mahamaya or Yogamaya. And that is our free will. We either choose to be covered over by Yogamaya or covered over by Mahamaya. And I was thinking about this. Srila Prabhupada, he talks about how because Krishna and his energy appeared simultaneously, people have generally formed two groups, the Shaktas and the Vaishnavas. So essentially, those who are interested in material enjoyment are Shaktas, and those interested in spiritual salvation and attaining the spiritual kingdom are Vaishnavas. Because people are generally interested in material enjoyment, they are interested in worshipping Maya Devi. And in yesterday's verse, it talked about how by sacrifices of animals, ordinary human beings will worship you gorgeously with various paraphernalia because you are supreme in fulfilling the material desires of everyone. And so I had a little thought, if I can share it with all of you, that we see in India there are certain places where they take the goats and they sacrifice to goddess Kali, especially in Bengal, that's very famous. And so in the material world, we see that people are very much wanting to enjoy in this material world, have material enjoyment. And we see that the agents of Maya are trying to create people to just be passive consumers. If you look at the situation, especially in the United States today, life is basically made up of trying to earn money and spend money. That's what the ideal life is like. Earn as much money as you can and spend as much money as you can. And then earn that money back, spend money. So you're in a cycle of just being a passive consumerist. And rather than living a qualitative life, they're just wanting to live a quantitative life. How many cars do I have? How many properties can I buy? How much do I own? Rather than living a real quality life. And so in the same way that goats and animals are being sacrificed to Goddess Kali, in the same way I was thinking about how being a passive consumerist, never really looking inside, never self-examining or trying to be introspective in our life, people are just sacrificing themselves. Like the goats are being sacrificed, the people are sacrificing themselves to Maya Devi. They're spilling so much blood for some material enjoyment in the form of money and consumerism. And so we see that even people who aren't necessarily claiming themselves to be Shaktas, those who are really wrapped up in this material energy, they're worshipping Maya Devi. And Srila Prabhupada makes a very, very powerful point here that the Vaishnavas are Shuddha Shaktas or pure Bhaktas because the Hare Krishna Mahamantra indicates worship of the Supreme Lord's energy, Hara. So the devotees, they worship Radha Krishna, Sitaram, Lakshmi Narayan, Rukmini Dwarkadish. So Radharani, she is Purna Shakti. Just as Krishna is Purna Bhagavan, all incarnations come from Krishna. So Radharani is Purna Shakti. All Shakti comes from her. And there's a very famous pastime, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur. One day him and a brahmachari, one of his brahmacharis, they were at Radhakund. And there is a very famous king and queen. I forget exactly what they were, king and queen of a small village nearby. But they were doing Dandavat Parikrama around Radhakund. And one of the brahmacharis went up to Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur and he stated, oh, just see how much devotion they have for Srimati Radharani. And Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur said that actually they're only doing this because they have attachment to Krishna. That's why they have attachment for Radharani. But our mood is that we have so much attachment for Radharani, that's why we're connected with Krishna. So he even said that Gaudiya means worshippers of Radharani. But one can actually ask, who is qualified in Kali Yuga to approach Radha Krishna, Radha Krishna Leela? This is a very, very elevated understanding of the Supreme Absolute Truth, Radha Krishna Leela. And so for Gaudiya Vaishnavas, especially for those who are taking shelter of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur and or Srila Prabhupada, taking shelter of their teachings, we should place Radha Krishna Leela on a very, very, very high level. And to even try to enter or to imagine that we have the adhikar to enter into those pastimes or to even touch those pastimes could be very detrimental to our spiritual life. We have to very, very cautiously go about by hearing those pastimes. Of course, Srila Prabhupada gave us Krishna book. And so he makes a very, very powerful, important statement in the introduction that we have to hear from the right source. So by taking shelter of Srila Prabhupada's books, of course we're going to study what is Radha and Krishna, but we should always keep it in our mind that it is very, very high, elevated Leela. We should approach it very cautiously. And so, actually, Radha Krishna have advented in this Kali Yuga as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And so if we want to approach Radha Krishna, the safest way to approach Radha Krishna is to approach Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to approach the Panchatattva. So in Kali Yuga, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is Krishna, but he's covered over with the effulgence and the mood of Radharani, Radha Bhava Duti. And we see in Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes that he gave us a way to approach Radha Krishna Leela through the chanting of the holy names. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So by automatically worshipping Lord Chaitanya, we're worshipping Radha Krishna, but in a very safe way. And we see in the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu how at the end of his Leela, he was in such exhibiting the mood of Srimati Radharani that he was constantly in the topmost ecstasies of Radharani. And we understand that Lalita and Vishakha, they appeared as Srup Damodar Goswami and Ramananda Roy to further enhance Lord Chaitanya's wanting to experience the mood of Srimati Radharani. And there's one pastime where the intense separation of Radharani is seen, where Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the devotees, they were walking on the sand in Jagannath Puri. And in Jagannath Puri, there are sand dunes that form. And so Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he saw this great sand dune called Chatak Parvat. It was so huge. And he started glorifying Govardhan Hill. And he started immediately running towards Govardhan Hill with the speed of the mind. He was running so quick at Chatak Parvat, the sand dune. And the devotees, they noticed this, and Govindadas immediately ran after Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And all the other devotees, they started making loud noises and running after Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because before they had seen that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in his topmost ecstasies, sometimes he would harm himself or he would disappear and the devotees wouldn't know where he had gone, so they wanted to keep Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu safe. And so Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was running towards Chatak Parvat and he became stunned and he just fell. And his body, they could see that his pores were blood and sweat were coming from them. His hairs were standing on end. He looked like he had kadamba flowers all over his body. His body was stretched out so long. Tears were flowing like the Ganga. All the ashta sattvika bhavs were manifesting in his bodies, and the devotees, they couldn't understand what was happening, so they started chanting to the Lord right into his ear. chanting the Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. And as they were shouting, then Lord Chaitanya woke and raised his hands and said, Hari, Hari. And all the devotees, they started chanting Hari Bol to see that the Lord was back to semi-external consciousness. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he stated that he was at Govardhan Hill. And he saw the different, he wanted to see the Lord grazing the cows. And he saw that Radha and Krishna had gone into a cave. And the gopis, they engaged Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in picking flowers for their pastimes. And just as he was about to see Radha Krishna's Leela, the devotees woke him up. And so Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he started crying, saying that, I was just at Govardhan Hill and you took me away from there. How was I just there and now I'm here? And he was in such a stage of separation. And so this is Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu showing us how to properly be a Vaishnav, is to have this anxiety and this, you could say, separation, intense separation, to always want to see Krishna. Never just claiming like the Sahajiyas that, oh yeah, I've seen Krishna. I see him here and there, running around, doing pastimes. Of course, we see Rukmini Jorkadish in the temple, and they're engaging in their pastimes here. But the Sahajiyas, they make it very cheap. And so we don't want to have that cheap mentality. We want to very strictly engage our lives in the service of Srila Prabhupada and the Vaishnavas. And to do this, we have to understand the moods of the Vaishnavas and the mood of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, especially through the scriptures, the six Goswamis. Srila Rupa Goswami was specifically empowered to express the heart of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So by reading Nectar of Devotion, and especially by reading Nectar of Instruction, which one gets a very firm footing in devotional service, then we can make advancement and properly understand what it really means to cry out for Krishna. And so we can either sacrifice our lives to Maya Devi, become passive consumerists, just try to engage in this material world, try to find some flickering happiness, chapala sukha, or we can really try to sacrifice these lives for engaging in the service of the Vaishnavas, in the service of Krishna. And so it's so important to chant the holy name with sincerity, do proper seva under the devotees' guidance, and to really study Srila Prabhupada's books so that we can properly get Sambandha Gyan, to really dive deeper into Krishna consciousness. Because if we don't really understand Sambandha Gyan, our relationship with this material world, our relationship with the spiritual world, and our relationship with Krishna and the Vaishnavas, then we can't go any further in devotional life. And Srila Prabhupada's books are an ocean. You can dive into Srila Prabhupada's books, and the deeper you go, there's so many jewels. Today's purport is so powerful. So we should try to make it really a routine to dive into Srila Prabhupada's books and teachings. I'll stop here if anybody has any questions or comments. Radha Krishna Prabhu. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna.
Hare Krishna Prabhu, thank you so much. In the verse, it doesn't seem, it seems that Krishna doesn't like differentiate between Yoga Maya and Mahamaya by the time that he's addressing Durga. So my question is, like the approach that we have towards Yoga Maya, meaning that he is the link with like Krishna, he's the key holder to enter into the pastimes. Are there also Shaktas who view this as we do? In other words, they're not purely materialistic devotees.
Well, something that we should understand is that, just like at the beginning I gave the example of the same energy, Yogamaya and Mahamaya, so Krishna is not differentiating between Yogamaya and Mahamaya because it's technically the same potency. And we see that in front of Kamsa, Yogamaya turns into Mahamaya, Durga. But when she's in Vrindavan, she's Yogamaya. And if there's any pure Shaktas out there, nowadays, I mean, United States, you know, Surya Prabhu gave a very nice lecture yesterday talking about the current situation of the yoga world. You know, what to speak of having even real impersonalists in the United States. We don't really have to worry about that so much. But I do have some interaction with those who are Shaktas. They worship Kali Ma. They actually worship her in mode of goodness. They don't sacrifice goats to her, anything like that. And they follow Ramakrishna, who Srila Prabhupada was very, very critical of. But we can see that it's a concoction. You know what? Especially in West Bengal, Srila Prabhupada talks about it actually, that East Bengal and West Bengal, it was kind of divided. East Bengal was for the Vaishnavs and the West Bengal was for the Shaktas, or those who were following Ramakrishna and worshipping Kali Ma. But they had a very different view. They saw that Kali Ma is actually the supreme, even over Shiva, over Krishna. And you could see that they have a very different worship than, you could say, Mayavadis, or they try to worship Durga as Bhaktas would worship Krishna. Try to worship Maya Devi in the mood of, you know, affection and love. We're her children. We're supposed to be worshiping. But it gets very impersonal because they start seeing Ramakrishna and his wife as being manifestations of Shiva and Kali Ma, and worshiping them as Kali Ma and Shiva. And so it gets very, very concocted. And so to actually say that there's any pure Shaktas out there who are specifically worshipping Durga Devi, but to be a pure, you know, Shuddha Shakta, as Srila Prabhupada states, it means to worship Srimati Radharani. Because she is the topmost Shakti. She's Purna Shakti. So if you're worshipping the material energy, even Kali Ma, it's interesting when you really analyze it, how they worship Kali Ma as the supreme, because Kali Ma is an expansion of Durga who just comes to kill certain demons, you know, Raktak. Every time Raktak Sura was cut, then every drop of blood that would hit the ground, more and more demons would come up. And so none of the demigods knew what to do, so they called Durga. She came as Kali Ma and killed the demon. But for some reason, they see her as the supreme, even above Krishna, Radha Krishna. Sometimes they see all the demigods as one. It's just different manifestation, but you're supposed to infuse bhakti with that. So it's just concoction. But as Srila Prabhupada clearly points out, that Shuddha Shaktas, pure bhaktas, are those who worship Srimati Radhika, who's the Purna Shakti. Archita Prabhu, did you want to say something?
We have at least one instance where the worshipper of Shakti was induced to go further by the object of his worship, and that's the Digvijay Pandit who was corrected by Lord Chaitanya, and then Saraswati told him, "You fool, this is the person that you should surrender to and worship." So we can infer from that if you are a pure worshipper, pure Shakta, that the object of your worship will push you further. In other words, she will reveal to you what the real truth is. If you are worshipping Saraswati and you have some purity, obviously this Digvijay Pandit had some purity, so she came to him and told him, no, the real object of your worship should be this Lord Chaitanya who you're trying to defeat with scholarship. So he went back and surrendered. So if you have some purity, it's just like we say, there are two classes of impersonalists. And the test comes when they come in contact with Krishna. If you really have some purity, like the four Kumaras, they were supposedly impersonalists, but when they came in contact with Vishnu, they became bhaktas. And those who are not pure, when they come in contact with Vishnu, they become envious or they ignore him or whatever. They don't go further. So that test will be there. If you're a pure Shakta, supposedly, when you come in contact with Krishna, you will either voluntarily surrender or you'll get pushed forward by the object of your worship.
In a previous class, we talked about Damodar Kaviraj, who also he was a pure Shakta from birth, but because he received the association of Ramachandra Kaviraj, his brother, Narottam Das Thakur, then he wanted to become a Vaishnav, and so Durga Devi came and told him, take shelter of Krishna. So maybe there's pure Shaktas out there, but just like Digvijay Pandit, he took shelter of Lord Chaitanya or got his association, then Damodar Kaviraj, he got the association of the Vaishnavs. So there has to be Vaishnav association. Andrea has a question. She had a question first before Storm.
Would Markandeya Rishi fall under that category of a Shuddha Shakta?
He was a worshipper of both Shiva and Vishnu, but he wasn't, you could say that he was more inclined to pure devotion through Srimad Bhagavatam. He begged to see Maya Devi. He wanted to see the illusory potency. In the 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, Markandeya Rishi, he begged the Lord to see the illusory potency. And then, by the Lord's mercy, we know the pastime that he was floating on the ocean of devastation for a day of Brahma? Was it a day or a lifetime of Brahma almost? He was just floating in the ocean of devastation, and then he was able to see Krishna on a banyan tree. He was sucking his toe, and so he received the greatest benediction of darshan of Krishna and became pure devotee. But before, he was a little bit inclined to worshipping Lord Shiva. That talks about his birth, but not necessarily, he wasn't worshipping Kali or Durga. Storm Prabhu, did you have a question?
Thank you for such a nice class, very informative. So it says right here that and because she gives all sorts of material facilities, she is called Krishna. Krishna. Oh, okay.
Long A at the end.
I guess that kind of answers my question.
Jai Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki.